Greetings again, my friends, in Jesus' worthy name. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're glad you called in. I have been going through a verse in 2 Corinthians. In case you haven't been calling in, I'll read that verse again. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, reads like this. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So this morning, I want to spend a bit of time on our minds and whether our minds are corrupted or not, and how they will be corrupted with certain things. We are to protect our minds with God's help. I have recently done a study in the book of Ephesians on the mind. Now it's been half a year, maybe it's been a little while, but there's a lot there. There's a lot in Ephesians about the mind, and I'd just like to touch on a few of those verses this morning. Ephesians chapter 1 speaks of having our eyes, having the eyes of our understanding enlightened, starting in 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. I'll stop there. Having the eyes of our understanding enlightened, what a precious thing. And it's only through the work of Christ that this can be, that we can have our understanding enlightened. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. It speaks of the opposite thing, having our understanding darkened. I'll start reading in 17 and read down a little bit. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Wow, what a great difference. Whether our mind, our understanding is darkened or enlightened. And according to the verse that we are basing this off of, the 2 Corinthians 10 or 11, verse 3. Our minds can be corrupted even after we have been enlightened, even after we have been cleansed, even after we have known the gospel, even after we have been saved. Our minds can again be corrupted. Just as Satan defiled and deceived Eve in the garden, from the simplicity of a God-centered life there, in the same way, Satan desires to corrupt our minds from the simplicity of the gospel. We might still say we believe in Jesus. We might still totally think we do. But we've been drawn away from the simplicity of the gospel,
our minds have been corrupted in it. And there comes a time when we've been deceived and we've fallen away. And we don't even know it. Or at least we don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to look at the facts. We don't want to press into the word anymore. I'm going to read a few verses yet in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Very worthwhile verses to consider along with this subject. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Powerful verses. So even if our minds have been corrupted, they can again be cleansed. Our minds can be cleansed. Our minds can be helped and brought into obedience of Christ. Our wicked imaginations can be cast down. There's a warfare going on, my friends, for our minds. And there's a lot in the world that will not be good to our minds, that will defile and corrupt and draw away. We must be very careful what we put into our minds. Are we careful enough? When we go to town, when we're going through those checkout lines, when we're traveling the road and it's summertime and there's hikers and joggers out there that are next to naked. How do we deal with that when we're all alone? Do we cry out to God to keep us clean? Or do we take that second lustful look? May God help us. May God help us to every day in all things that we encounter to seek, have our minds pure. The Bible tells us that if we have this hope in us, and this hope is speaking of Jesus returning and taking us home, if we have this hope in us, we will purify ourselves even as he is pure. It says we will. So if we're not purifying ourselves, it means we don't have this hope in us. Do you have the hope of Christ returning and receiving you? Are you purifying yourself even as he is pure? May that be our earnest desire. May that be our goal. May we work on it day in and day out. It's worth it to have our minds pure. It's worth it to be in the simplicity of the gospel, have the hope of Jesus within our breast. The world and its ways try to come into our minds. They try to come into the Christian church. They try to come into the Christian's heart and mind and defile and corrupt and draw away. There's a war going on, my friends. Recently, I stopped at a gas station where there was an attendant that would fill up the truck, and I needed to go to the restroom. So he started filling up the truck. I went to the restroom, came back. He was done. And I never thought to check for sure what he had put in. I had pulled up to one of those pumps where there was gas and diesel. And I just assumed he knew I had a diesel truck. It was right on the cap. He should have known it. And I wasn't careful enough to make sure that that's what he put in. Got on the highway, started going down the highway. And after a while, my truck started sputtering and puttering around and losing power. And it was pretty disturbing. I didn't know what was going on. Had a little ways to go to the job site. I just barely made it there. The truck was next to dead. It just wouldn't go hardly. And I limped in the lane where I was working, and the truck shut off, and I couldn't start it up again. It was dead. Gas in a diesel truck will make it lose its power, and it will corrupt it, and it will call for attention if you want to save your truck. And I'm using that illustration as much the same way that if we don't put into our mind what should be in our mind, if we don't put pure things, holy things, Christ-like things, Christ-centered, Christ-honored things into our mind, the world will come in. Sin will come in. Defilement will come in. And will surely make the Christian lose the power that he had, will surely corrupt him. It will surely, in a short time, bring him to his end as far as his Christianity goes, and he'll be dead in spirit. May the Lord help us to feed pure and right and true things into our mind. God bless you. Come back again tomorrow, and we'll talk about the simplicity of the gospel. May God be honored and glorified.